AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expects to visit Israel during his latest trip to the Middle East. He's hoping Israel and Hamas can agree to a ceasefire. Palestinians say Israeli airstrikes in Rafah and Gaza have killed at least 22 people, including 6 women and 5 children. The number of arrests keep rising at college campuses from pro-Palestinian demonstrations. The AP's Julie Walker reports this is similar to what was going on in 1968.
April 2024, Columbia University students protest the Israel-Hamas war. April 1968, it was the Vietnam War. Columbia professors have been stopping by the encampment to support their students. In an interview with the AP last week, Professor Farah Griffin said they have a right to protest what they consider injustice.
We promised that it would not happen on our watch. You know, I think these young people believed us when we said never again.
Students here and around the country demanding their schools divest from Israel to stop the war in Gaza.
They're saying not on our watch.
In 68, Columbia brought in police. 700 arrests were made, many violent. They also brought in police this time, making 100 arrests, but have since promised not to and to negotiate. Julie Walker, New York.
United Methodist delegates are heading into the home stretch of their first legislative gathering in 5 years, one that appears on track to make historic changes in lifting their church's longstanding bans on same-sex marriage and the ordination of LGBTQ clergy. Sources tell the AP former President Donald Trump met privately with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the weekend, marking a detente between the former rivals after a brutal primary contest marked by insults and bruised egos. Small towns in Oklahoma are beginning the long cleanup from tornadoes that flattened homes and buildings and killed 4 people, including an infant. This is AP News. President Biden is turning up the jokes about Donald Trump.
After years of Trump calling him Sleepy Joe, the president noted at the White House Correspondents Association dinner, Trump appeared to doze off in court.
Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
He says age is an issue in this campaign.
I'm a grown man running against a 6-year-old.
The real meat of the president's stand-up routine of sorts comes during campaign speeches. He remembered Trump suggesting injecting bleach to ward off COVID.
He missed it. All went to his hair.
He noted Trump called the Supreme Court ruling overturning abortion protections a miracle.
Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell.
Trump, of course, lobs his own insults. His campaign says the insults will intensify as the president tries to give his successor a taste of his own medicine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ed Donahue, AP News.